News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. In a major crackdown on Sunday, more than 900 overground workers of Lashkar-e-Taiba, Jaish-e-Mohammed, Al-Badr and the Resistance Front were taken under detention in Kashmir. All of them were picked up by Jammu and Kashmir police, sources told CNN News 18. This comes after a spate of militant attacks on minority civilians in Kashmir, and sources are claiming this to be the biggest ever crackdown in the valley. Sources further said that all the detainees are under joint interrogation of different investigating agencies, which are trying to understand and correlate the working model behind the targeted killings of minorities. OGWs are those who provide logistic support to militants. Sources in the valley had earlier told CNN News 18 that overground workers of the TRF, which is believed to be a front for Pakistan-based militant organization Lashkar-e-Taiba, recently converted to main cadres to carry out targeted killings. The TRF also claimed responsibility for the deaths of prominent Kashmiri Pandit businessman Makhanlal Bindru and two other civilians. Bindru, 68, the owner of Bindru Medicate, was shot at by assailants at 7 p.m. earlier last week from point-blank range while he was at his pharmacy dispensing medicines, police said, adding that he was declared dead at the hospital. A few minutes after the killing of Bindru, militants gunned down a roadside vendor identified as Virendra Paswan, a resident of Bhagalpur in Bihar, who used to earn his livelihood by selling Golgappa and Bhelpuri. Almost simultaneously, militants shot dead Mohammad Shafi Lone, president of the local taxi stand at Night Khai in Bandipora district of North Kashmir. On September 30, militants had shot at and killed two teachers of a government school in Srinagar, both members of the region's minority Sikh and Hindu communities. The two teachers were identified as Supinder Kaur, 46, a resident of Badgam, and Deepak Chand, 39, from Janipur in Jammu. They were both inside the campus of Government Boys Higher Secondary School Sangam of Eidgah in Srinagar when the incident took place. In the last week of September itself, seven civilians were killed in Kashmir, three of them from the Hindu and Sikh communities, in targeted assassinations. We can see a shift in violence patterns. They want to give a very specific message that non-Muslims and minorities will not be accepted. These terror groups have a problem with the new domicile act and new electoral process. These targets are very soft. They are those who are working in the society and for Kashmir, a source had earlier told News 18. The 13th round of core commander level talks between India and China in Moldo lasted for around 8.5 hours and focused at discussions on resolving the military standoff between armies of the two countries in the eastern Ladakh sector, news agency ANI quoted army sources as saying. The talks concluded at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Government sources had earlier told News 18 that the high-level military talks will focus on making some forward movement in the disengagement process and the remaining friction points in eastern Ladakh. The talks were held at the Moldo border point on the Chinese side of the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh. Army Chief General M.M. Narvane had earlier said the Chinese have been building infrastructure on their side of the region, which suggests that they are there to stay. The 13th round of talks took place in the backdrop of two recent incidents of attempted transgressions by the Chinese troops, one in the Barahoti sector in Uttarakhand and another in the Tawang sector in Arunachal Pradesh. Indian and Chinese troops were engaged in a brief face-off near Yangtze in the Tawang sector of Arunachal Pradesh recently, and it was resolved within a few hours following talks between commanders of the two sides as per established protocols, people familiar with the development said. Last month, close to 100 soldiers of China's People's Liberation Army transgressed the LAC in the Barahoti sector. The transgression took place on August 30, and the Chinese troops returned from the area after spending a few hours. From MPs to MLAs, councillors to common workers, the entire Congress landed up at the venue of Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi's son's wedding, except party chief Navjot Singh Sidhu, instead of heading back home from Lakhimpur Kheri, suddenly decided to land up in faraway Vaishno Devi Shrine on Sunday. Channi's son Navjit Singh got married at Sacha Dham Gurdwara in Mohali on Sunday, with Senior Cabinet Minister Manpreet Badal by his side. Others who were in attendance included Harish Rawat, the AICC General Secretary in charge of Punjab Affairs. Darshan of the primordial mother during Navratras is synergizing, washes away all the dirt from the soul, blessed to be at the lotus feet of Mata Vaishno Devi, Sidhu said in a tweet. Sidhu's absence from the ceremony has only added to speculations of continued difference between him and Channi. Meanwhile, the Shiromani Akali Dal on Friday alleged that Navjot Singh Sidhu harbored the ambition of becoming a chief minister and was jealous that a member of the scheduled caste community had become the CM. The attack from the opposition coming in the wake of a purported video of the Congress leader going viral on social media. In the video, Sidhu can be heard attacking Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Channi, saying, "The man that is Channi will sink the Congress in 2022 assembly election. They should have made me CM." Reacting to it, SAT Vice President Daljeet Singh Cheema alleged that the scheduled caste card played by the Congress to divert attention from its failures in Punjab had boomeranged on the party, with Navjot Sidhu asserting that the chief minister could not deliver the goods for the party. In a statement, Cheema alleged that Sidhu had also shown how much respect he has for the SC community and CM Charanjit Singh Channi by refusing to wait for even 2 minutes for the latter to arrive on the occasion of the start of the party's protest on the Lakhimpur Kheri incident. A Sidhu-led Congress delegation had assembled in Mohali on Thursday before heading for Lakhimpur Kheri in UP to meet the families of the farmers killed in the violence there. MS Dhoni rolled back the clock during his innings that propelled Chennai Super Kings into another IPL final. Thala walked into bat with the score reading 149 for 5 and the team wobbling as their man in form Ruturaj Gaikwad fell victim to a brilliant catch at the deep by Akshar Patel. But here in Delhi, Capitals made the biggest mistake of the game as they handed the ball to Tom Curran with CSK needing 13 of the final over. By this time, Dhoni had his eye in as he had already slammed Avesh Khan for a 6. Curran began with Moin Ali's wicket and then lost his way as Dhoni guided his team home with 2 balls to spare. Not to mention that this is another IPL final for Chennai Super Kings, 9 to be precise. Earlier, Ruturaj Gaikwad top scored with a 50-ball 70, while Robin Uthappa contributed a 44-ball 63. For DC, Tom Curran took 3 wickets, while Anrish Nautier and Avish Khan got 1 each. Earlier, Prithvi Shaw top scored with a 34-ball 60, while captain Rishabh Pant and Shimron Hetmyer contributed 51 not out and 37 respectively after DC scored 172 for 5 after being invited to bat. Josh Hazlewood was the pick of the CSK bowlers with figures of 2 for 29, while Ravindra Jadeja, Dwayne Bravo and Moin Ali took a wicket apiece. Rishabh Pant showed no signs of his self-confessed nervousness as his unbeaten 51 of 35 balls propelled Delhi Capitals to a competitive score of 172 for 5 against Chennai Super Kings in the first qualifier of the Indian Premier League on Sunday. Pant got an ideal support from his buddy Shimron Hetmyer, who got 37 of 24 balls as the duo added 83 runs for the 5th wicket, with some breathtaking shots towards the end of the innings. Pant hit 3 fours and 2 sixes as Delhi Capitals didn't ultimately pay the price for playing a specialist batter short, as they capitalised on a blazing start provided by opener Prithvi Shaw, 60 of 34 balls, who took the opposition on with 7 fours and 3 sixes. Coming together at 80 for 4, Hetmyer and Pant initially just nudged around for a few singles and doubles before the flamboyant Caribbean pulled a short one from Moin Ali for a 6. He then bisected the offside field of Dwayne Bravo for a boundary. The US has agreed to provide humanitarian aid to a desperately poor Afghanistan on the brink of an economic disaster, while refusing to give political recognition to the country's new Taliban rulers, the Taliban said on Sunday. The statement came at the end of the first direct talks between the former foes since the chaotic withdrawal of US troops at the end of August. The US statement was less definitive, saying only that the two sides discussed the United States' provision of robust humanitarian assistance directly to the Afghan people. The Taliban said the talks held in Doha, Qatar, went well, with Washington freeing up humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after agreeing not to link such assistance to formal recognition of the Taliban. The United States made it clear that the talks were in no way a preamble to recognition of the Taliban, who swept into power on August 15 after the U.S. allied government collapsed. State Department spokesman Ned Price called the discussions candid and professional, with the U.S. side reiterating that the Taliban will be judged on their actions, not only their words. The U.S. delegation focused on security and terrorism concerns and safe passage for U.S. citizens, other foreign nationals, and our Afghan partners, as well as on human rights, including the meaningful participation of women and girls in all aspects of Afghan society, he said in a statement. Taliban political spokesman Suhail Shaheen also told the Associated Press that the movement's interim foreign minister assured the U.S. during the talks that the Taliban are committed to seeing that Afghan soil is not used by extremists to launch attacks against other countries. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.